KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have clear skies here in Atlantic and 32 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy and windy today with a high of 48. There is a wind advisory that will be in effect for this afternoon for the northern fringe of our listing area. That includes Sac, Carroll, and Crawford counties. That wind advisory is in effect from 3 p.m. until midnight for that area. In the news, well, it turns out that four people were arrested and more than 470 pounds of marijuana with a combined street value of $1.13 million was seized during two separate traffic stops on Interstate 80 in Cass County this past Wednesday. Iowa State Patrol Sergeant Scott Bright confirms information provided to KJAN by the Cass County Sheriff's Department that two men from New Mexico and two from Connecticut were arrested. Earlier, Bright had said just one person was arrested. 28-year-old Mario Carmona and 33-year-old Oscar Salinas Olivas, both of Albuquerque, New Mexico, were arrested soon after the vehicle they were in was pulled over for speeding on I-80 around 10 a.m. Wednesday.
We had a trooper stop a vehicle that was heading eastbound on Interstate 80, and after talking with the individual, the trooper believed there was some criminal activity going on. A search was conducted, and the canine unit came out and indicated a positive sign that there was narcotics in the vehicle, and after a search of the vehicle, we recovered 363 pounds of marijuana.
Sergeant Bright said the pot, which was packaged in brick style, had an estimated street value in excess of $871,200. The driver told the trooper he was en route to Minnesota via I-80 and I-35. Carmona and Salinas Olivas were arrested for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, with the intent to deliver, prohibited acts, and failure to affix a drug tax stamp. Both men were brought to the Cass County Jail in Atlantic. During the second traffic stop, 110 pounds of marijuana with a street value of $264,000 was seized. Officials say 20-year-old Warren Thomas Laporte of Jewett City, Connecticut, and 26-year-old Richard Rose of Chaplin, Connecticut, were arrested on two felony counts, each of possession with the intent to deliver marijuana, two counts of drug tax stamp violation, and one count each of prohibited acts. Sheriff's officials in Audubon County said Friday that black ice on the road was to blame for a rollover accident that morning on Highway 71. 25-year-old J. Stephen Weisenborn of Carroll was traveling south on the highway at around 7:30 a.m. when his 2004 Buick hit a patch of black ice. The car slid sideways, entered the east ditch near 120th Street, and rolled over once before coming to rest on its wheels. There were no injuries reported. Damage from the crash amounted to $15,000. The Iowa State Patrol says one person suffered serious injuries during a rollover accident Friday morning in Mills County. 31-year-old Justin Knuckles of Pacific Junction was flown from the scene of the crash by LifeNet helicopter to the University of Nebraska Medical Center. Knuckles was ejected from the 1999 Ford Ranger pickup he was driving when the vehicle went out of control at around 8:15 a.m., left the road, and rolled over. Knuckles was not wearing a seatbelt. Officials say the accident happened as the pickup was rounding a curve in the road, which may have been slippery due to frost or black ice, although the report did not specifically indicate if road conditions played a role in the crash. Sheriff's officials in Mills County say a frosty road was to blame for a rollover accident late Thursday night near Glenwood. A 2007 Kia driven by 47-year-old Mary Finn of Glenwood was traveling north on 221st Street, about 6 miles north of Glenwood, when it came upon a frost-covered section of the road and spun out of control. The car slid off the road at around 11:15 p.m. and hit a culvert before rolling over. There were no injuries reported. The Mills County Sheriff's Office said four people were arrested over the past few days. Three men were arrested for violating the terms of their probation. They include 22-year-old Corey James Almquist of Pacific Junction, 70-year-old Charles Conrad Cruz of Glenwood, and 37-year-old Darren Douglas Bartley of Malvern. Bartley was allowed to post 10% of his bond, or $500, and was released pending a court date. Cruz posted a $5,000 bond and will appear in court at a later date. Almquist remained in the Mills County Jail on $5,000 bond Friday. And on Wednesday, deputies in Mills County arrested 42-year-old Troy Daniel Smith of Emerson on a warrant out of Montgomery County for fifth-degree theft. Smith was arrested at the Mills County Sheriff's Office and held on $300 bond. Cass County Veterans Affairs Director Mitch Holmes says a ceremony to be held Monday afternoon in Atlantic will honor a local store manager for helping support the National Guard and Reserves. Dale Brewer, store manager for the Atlantic Fairway, will receive the Patriot Award Monday from the Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve, or ESGR, organization. The presentation is scheduled for 1:30 p.m. at the store at 301 Poplar Street. The award will be presented by Jerry Hansen, ESGR Area 2 Chairman and Ombudsman. Brewer was nominated by Fairway employee Christopher Kinney, who also serves with the 1168th Transportation Company of the Iowa National Guard. The Patriot Award recognizes those employers for their outstanding support of the National Guard and Reserves through a wide range of measures that include flexible schedules, time off prior to and after deployment, caring for families, and granting leaves of absence if necessary. And taking a look at the funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Armin Foto, age 90, and his 86-year-old wife, Imogene, both of Omaha and formerly of Oakland, died earlier this month in Omaha. A joint massive Christian burial service for Armand and Imogene Foto will be held today at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Bradley Johns, age 54, of Las Vegas and formerly of Stewart and Des Moines, died January 6th in Las Vegas. A memorial service for Bradley Johns will be today at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Gaylord Knutson, age 91, of Irwin, died Wednesday in Harlan. Funeral services for Gaylord Knutson will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Irwin. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Eldon Weber, age 77, of Greenfield, died Wednesday. Graveside services for Eldon Weber will be today at 11 o'clock at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Edna May Kutnick, age 97, of Avoca, died Friday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. A celebration of life service for Edna Kutnick will be held tomorrow at 3 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Rita Block, age 83, of Erling, died Thursday. A massive Christian burial service for Rita Block will be on Monday at 10:30 at the St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Favette Faye Black, age 86, of Goodell, Iowa, and formerly of Sutherland, died Thursday. Funeral services for Faye Black will be held Monday at 10 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Richard Dean Shoesmith, age 78, of Stewart, died Tuesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Richard Shoesmith will be held Monday at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Mary Posh, age 69, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at her home. Memorial services for Mary Posh will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Rodney Faye Beyer, age 45, of Chicago and formerly of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday in Des Moines. Services for Rodney Beyer will be on Monday at 1:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Virgil Miller, age 87, who is formerly of Persia, died Wednesday in Harlan. Funeral services for Virgil Miller will be Monday at 1:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Dennis Floyd O'Brien, age 68, of Cary, North Carolina, died Tuesday. A memorial mass for Dennis O'Brien will be Monday at 2 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Fred Sherdeen, age 61, of Atlantic, died Thursday in Omaha. Funeral services for Fred Sherdeen will be held on Tuesday at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Vicki Smith Lundgren, age 54, of the Des Moines area and formerly of Audubon, died Friday. Funeral services for Vicki Lundgren will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in West Des Moines. George Morton, age 89, a native of Griswold, died Sunday in San Diego. Graveside services for George Morton will be next Friday at 2 o'clock at the Whipple Cemetery northwest of Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Mary Wingert, age 91, of Carlisle, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Mary Jane Wingert will be Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care in Anita has the arrangements. Or actually, Hockenberry in Atlantic, I should say. And Don Tiedemann, age 89, of Fontenelle, died Friday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Don Tiedemann are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.